by a show of hands or maybe comments and likes on today's video, how many of you love to get ready to take a trip? I do not. And that's the truth for sure. Not even if I'm headed to some faraway beach paradise. It is always so stressful and never easy to get ready for a trip. My situation may be different from yours, and you may love the process of packing and preparing to be away. My sister is a great example of that. She is ready and waiting for any opportunity to go on an adventure. For me, it's a bit different. We have two girls and two dogs, one of which is a puppy. We also have one guinea pig, one rabbit, and a hermit crab. So anytime we leave to go anywhere, there's a lot of packing, list making, and many details to work out before we head out the door. Not to mention trying to get the house ready for someone to house sit and keep all of our animals alive. I always start with a list of the days we'll be gone, and then I begin filling in the rest of what we'll need for each day. We haven't been doing much traveling, but as a family, we did get away this summer for a week, and through the process of trip preparation, I was reminded of a game I played as a kid with my family when we would take a trip. It was all about remembering what you would take. So if I started it, I would say, I'm gonna take a trip and I'm gonna take my suitcase. The next person would say, I'm gonna take a trip and I'm gonna take my suitcase and my toothbrush. You keep going around with everyone in the car over and over, adding things you would take on your trip. I'm going on a trip and I'm gonna take my suitcase, my toothbrush, my pillow, and my phone. You see how it works. The list gets longer and longer, and each person must remember and say everything mentioned before adding one more thing. It's a fun way to pass the time. Well, today's truth I want to share with you is all about a trip I'm going to take one day. I'm excited to tell you about it, and I would love for you to come with me. Here's the good news. You don't have to pack one single thing. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Be encouraged with these words. This world is not the end. We are a part of a greater redemption story. One day we will leave this old broken world. Jesus comforts us in John 14, saying, "Don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I'm getting your place ready in my Father's house, and I will come again to bring you home." The bride will meet the Lord in the air. I have no idea what that's going to look like, but Jesus said it. He lived and died for me, and I believe it. Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away. I'm going to take a trip on a good old gospel ship, like the old song says. I'm going far beyond the sky, and I won't have to plan for it. I won't have to make any lists, and I won't take one thing with me. That's the truth. No more sorrow. No more pain. Life everlasting. Believe it, and one day I'll see you there. I'm Lori Klein.